Okay, Eileen, you have the floor.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been meaning for a while to suggest to talk to Robert and Heather and anybody else relevant that we make the affiliates a unit, just like PRA, archives, because it makes no sense. Right now, they're in the books as if they were another functional category, and that really doesn't work. I think there should be another column so that we would have, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8 units instead of 7. That's my suggestion. On the accounting side of things. Yep.
Okay.
I'm done. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Now, are there any questions from the members on the adjustments to the Pacific operations in the time of coronavirus? If so, state them. I'll take a stack for that. If not, we're going to move on to the final item on
This is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, okay. So the adjustments, this is not, well, it is somewhat finances, is that remote broadcasting had to be provided for all of the broadcasters, all of our programmers. We have found a lot of ability to do so without having to buy new equipment for most of our programmers. And it's been a matter, the biggest challenge I think is training our folks to do so. Most of the stations do not have most of the staff in their station for obvious reason, the importance of distancing and so on and so forth. And so it's only the very essential staff, even though we are considered an essential entity, so we are allowed to remain open as a news organization. But I know that all of our stations only have like the engineers and some board operators, and most of the staff, we're still in the process of having to train them, including on open source broadcast options. And so I can't thank all of our staff throughout the network enough for coming up with so much in the way of viable options so quickly for us to continue our programming remotely with quality programming and quality sound, I might add. Thank you.
All right.
For the staff, please.
Okay, Paulina, go ahead. We're actually...
Me? Paulina, if I may?
Paulina, go ahead.
Great. Yes, Lydia, thank you for that acknowledgement. I want to thank WBAI for spearheading that model. They were the ones who shared their resources with us and the solutions they've come up with as far as broadcasting from home. And I, for instance, for one, was able to, I am able to co-host a live show from the comfort of my own home without a professional microphone, just with my phone, as with the installation of a program with an application that in fact did cost $30. So I think that, you know, I mean, I'm fine with having paid for that, but perhaps their programmers, they're not even aware of this option, and there might be a need to have the GMs and the PDs especially reach out to volunteer programmers to offer them that option and maybe reimburse them for the $30 payment that they would have to make in order to be able to sound like they're in studio but doing it from a smartphone. And it's been working very well for WBAI, and it's working very well for Margaret Prescott at KPFK and for Suplemento Comunitario, which is the show that I co-host. So that's my update. Yeah, thank you.
Robin to the stack.
Okay, now this...
Robin to the stack.
Okay, Robin, we're at the bylaw balancing notice related to property tax issues.
Put in a quick comment on the last item before you cut it off. The affiliates have been having weekly Zoom meetings, all helping each other deal with the coronavirus, and if anyone looks at audio ports, there are every day 5 or 6 or 7 programs on the coronavirus. There's a huge amount of programming being produced throughout the network and all the 225 affiliates, so just be aware of that.
Thank you.
Okay, members. balloting notice related to property tax issues. Lydia, report on that?
Yes, okay. So as we know, we had a property tax issue at KPFA, and the Board of Equalization has required a change in our Articles of Incorporation. This board in public session voted on the text to be in compliance with the Board of Equalization. We are in the process of appealing with the court, filing something with the court to obtain a waiver. But should that fail, and so that we don't lose any time and wait until it works its way through the court system, that we move ahead, because regardless, we do have at the very least one more ballot, if not two, depending on how you look at it, and we can discuss that another time, to amend the bylaws. And historically, we tend to engage in bylaws amendments incrementally on the off year from the LSB elections. Now, I'm not a board member, so this can only be a recommendation, and board members will have to move the motion that I sent to the board, and we'll have to move and second it. I can only recommend it.
Okay, but that is not prepared for tonight, correct?
Yes, it is prepared for tonight. I send it to the board.
I'd like to move that.
Well, go ahead, Grace.
Is there's a text for that that I missed?
I sent it to the board. Did everybody not get it?
A bylaws balloting notice. Is that it?
Recommended, yeah. It starts out with 423.20. Ballot recommendation or something. Wait, I've got to look at my email and see what I titled it.
Did you send it from ED?
I sent it, yes, from Pacifica ED. PAC ED?
PAC? Okay.
Or maybe ED. I have those
ED
two.
At Pacifica.org?
Hopefully.
Okay, let's see.
It's titled Recommended Bylaws Motion.
They have it.
I got it.
All right. I'm recommending this motion to accommodate the possibility of a bylaws amendment to facilitate the text the Board of Equalization has required we include in our Articles of Incorporation in order to finalize the KPFA property tax issue. Pacifica's lawyers are requesting a waiver, but should that fail, I think it's prudent to move as expeditiously as possible with the sole alternative left open to us. And the motion reads, Article 17 of the Pacifica bylaws, which informs this motion, can be found at the end of this document. Whereas Article 17, Section 1B1 reads, unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of two ballots per calendar years related to the amendment of the foundation, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. Be it resolved that any and all proposed bylaw amendments may be submitted but shall be held until that date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board, the notice date, and be it further resolved that the Pacifica National Board approved bylaw amendment ballot and timeline as follows. By 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, May 4th, 2020, all property proposed bylaw amendments shall be submitted at any time until the submission deadline to the Pacifica National Board Secretary, who shall hold them until the notice date. Monday, May 4, 2020, the notice date starts the notice period. Monday, May 4, 2020, through Friday, June 19, notice period. for the duration of the notice period, the PNB secretary shall have all of the proposed amendments prominently posted to the homepage of the Pacifica.org website, as well as the upcoming vote by the PNB and delegates. The PNB secretary shall also notify each of the LSB chair and LSB secretary to check the Pacifica website so they may schedule a meeting of their delegates to occur between June 25, 2020, the PNB vote date, and August 25, 2020, to vote on the PNB approved proposed amendment. The PNB secretary shall also notify the station managers to check the website in order to complete their on-air announcement card. The motion goes further. On Friday, June 19th, that would be Monday, May 4th, through Friday, June 19th, on-air announcement. On the notice date, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the Foundation's website, and the Foundation's radio station shall broadcast an announcement three times a day, twice between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., once between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. for a period of 45 days, the notice period, regarding the existence of the proposed amendments on the Foundation's website for review and upcoming vote by the board and delegates regarding amendments. On Thursday, June 25, PNB vote. The PNB shall vote on each of the proposed bylaw amendments, and approval of any of them shall be by the majority of all directors on the board. The PNB secretary shall notify the LSB chair and LSB secretaries of all the PNB-approved proposed bylaw amendments. Delegate voting period, Thursday, June 25 through Tuesday, August 25. All voting on PNB-approved proposed bylaw amendments by local station board delegates shall take place during this period. Delegates
Chair, this is Norris with a point of order.
Yes, sir.
Can we consider that read and dispensed with?
But if the body has no problem with that, I have no problem with it. I was reading it into the record, and we have two more sites. But if you care to have enough information, if you're prepared to discuss this item, I'm prepared to discuss this item. What is the will and pleasure of the body?
Mr. Chair, you're almost at the end. This is Lydia. Sorry.
That was my point, but the member wasn't aware of that.
I was gone.
Okay. PNB vote, Thursday, June 25. The PNB shall vote on each of the proposed bylaw amendments, and approval of them shall be by the majority of all delegates of the board. The PNB secretary shall notify the LSB chairs and LSB secretaries of all the PNB-approved proposed bylaw amendments. On Thursday, June 25 through Tuesday, August 25, delegate voting period. All voting on the PNB-approved proposed bylaw amendments by local station board delegates shall take place during this period. Delegates' approval at each of the stations shall be by a majority vote of all delegates. The tallies and vote count at each station shall be reported by the respective LSB secretary to the PNB secretary immediately after voting is completed. Within 15 days of the board and final report of results, delegates meeting to vote on these amendments are no later than Thursday, September 10, 2020. The PNB secretary shall publish the final report on the adopted bylaw amendment per Article 17, Section 1B, to be posted to Pacifica.org. Now, finally, following the final report, bylaws update, and we are completed. Now, members, you've heard the proposed motion that we can have a discussion on it. We can ask the questions to the motioner, which is our IED. I'll take a stack.
This is Woody. I just want to correct. I can't propose the motion. I'm only recommending it. And of course, this is open for other amendments, not just the one that I that motivated me to put this forward at this time. But a PNB member will have to move in second. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Grace.
The line to the stack.
Okay, I heard three voices. I heard Grace, I heard Lawrence, and who was the other one?
Jim, I was just going to say the same thing as Grace said, that Grace has already moved the motion, and I had seconded Paulina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Lena, you don't have to floor. Relax.
Okay, I heard Grace, then I heard Lawrence, and then I heard Jan. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I already moved this motion earlier, and it was seconded by Paulina.
So noted. Lawrence, do you have a discussion?
Yes, I would like to encourage us to go to a vote. I think we all have the information, and it's a very familiar motion to us, and it does respect the process as outlined in the bylaws.
Point of information, Robin.
Okay, Robin, go ahead.
What happens if a bylaws amendment is proposed in this period that requires a vote of the members, which is also in the bylaws? Some provisions have to be voted of the members. Will that be possible?
Yes, we will follow the bylaws accordingly.
Actually, it's stated in the motion. You got a copy of that motion. I believe that's covered in this motion that I read.
We attached the bylaws. It's clear in the bylaws because there are other things. The motion doesn't get into you need six directors and blah, blah, blah. That's why attached to the motion is the entire Article 17 of the bylaws. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I should have asked for the chair.
Your motion, even though you didn't bring it forth, but you need to give explanation for it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I happen to believe those that you do have the right to bring a motion. But nevertheless, we have a discussion. Lawrence spoke to, I believe Jan wanted to speak, and then we're going to go to vote. Jan, go ahead.
So I have a question here. One is, can we also set a second bylaws period? Or a suggestion that we do it, maybe not this week, maybe next week, since this one is coming up right away, to have a second one set so that it can be finished by, before the end of the year. But we would need to, maybe set it for July or something like that.
Yeah.
Can we just add, amend this to set a second bylaws period within the same motion so we can vote on and everybody will know when the bylaws, amendments are due and we'll have a procedure for all of them so we don't run out of time as we often do.
Okay, so may I respond?
Yes.
Okay, so this started out as a motion for two ballots. And then I got tangled up in the fact that we just had the referendum, which started in 19, arguably, but not set by the board, set by the court in 2020. So if that constitutes one ballot, then it might require a third ballot that would require a two-thirds vote. My idea was to in this first ballot period, is to again just recommend an amendment to the bylaws that simply says that the board can set ballots. It can have three, or we can just leave it open as long as the board approves the balloting, so that we don't run into an argument about whether it's really that we've exhausted the second ballot already and that we would require a third and all that. So, we could do that in the next couple of weeks and also come up with a second timeline. I'm totally in favor of that because I agree with Jan.
May I add something, Mr. Chair?
Oh, quickly, please.
And this is for all of us to think about, that maybe another thing that would help us in the future is to not have this peculiarity in our bylaws that says that you have to finish the voting on a bylaws proposal within the same calendar year.
I agree.
And that has created havoc for no good reason.
Okay. Well, Ron has the floor now.
Just real quick, I agree about the timeline issue because we're just coming out of one referendum, and then all of a sudden we're going to start running carts about another bylaws issue. And we have to do it during a pledge drive on what else is needed. I know PFW will be in drive throughout May, and so don't want to confuse the listeners, and, I don't want to say, get people, I think we just voted on that, because it's not going to be that clear. People hear what they want to hear. So if we can go into another timeline, support the amendment, just a different timeline. That's all.
Okay. We are now preparing to vote.
Mr. Chair,
a note. Just for a note, I want to point out that this is one of the issues of having a defunct governance committee, which both of these suggestions should emanate from. Just a note. And are there any objections to this proposed motion?
I'd like to speak. This is Aki.
Okay, Aki, go ahead.
Yeah, in the bylaws, there's a two separate amendment process. One is for the bylaws and one is for the amending the article of incorporation. So, just want to make sure they don't conflate the two, but they're two separate ways of amending. I think that they're asking for amending the article of incorporation. That's not the same as amending the bylaws.
That's true. It'll become clear when we put in the amendment.
Noted.
Thank you.
So noted. Are there any objections to this motion? Going one. Going twice.
Yes. The objection is to the timeline, not the motion.
that's an objection. That is an objection then, brother. Meaning that do you want to offer a substitute or do you want to offer an amendment to this motion?
I would like to. The only amendment I would ask is that another timeline be selected. Everything else is fine, but just that another timeline be selected.
Well, I'll allow the motioner to respond because I think she put a lot of time and consideration in this timeline and in the motion itself. So, Lydia, address this concern.
Okay, so the concern is that what I was thinking, because I just want to fall back, I don't want anything to impede our dealing with this tax issue at KPFA. So should the judge not accept our waiver to change what the Board of Equalization is requiring, then it would first require us to change the bylaws regarding how to change the Articles of Incorporation, which is relevant not just for this issue, but in general. Even the replacement bylaws out of the referendum actually, just said a majority vote by the board can change the Articles of Incorporation. I would suggest that it would at least involve the three LSBs, the way we change the bylaws. But it doesn't matter. The first step, regardless of this, even if this wasn't in play, that is probably something that we should change, or at least there should be a proposed amendment to facilitate a change to the Articles of Incorporation, not something that would be done regularly, but we can change the bylaws, and then we would have to seek legal opinions about, how soon and if we would have to have a membership vote once we change the bylaws. It's not in California Corporations Code. It's not required by California in any way, shape, or form that we have a membership vote to change the Articles of Incorporation. It's just the deficiency in our bylaws, as I see it.
But, Madam ID, I'm not sure that addresses his
it does.
His
that was that's the
Look,
urgency.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Based on your objective here, would a 2-week delay be problematic in terms of what you're trying to accomplish here?
Yes, because we're already behind the ball. Every moment that we lose in rectifying the articles of incorporation, we are incurring fines over the late property taxes at KPFA property.
I appreciate your response. I wanted the members to hear that. Now I'm going to ask the secretary to take the vote.
And I withdraw my objection.
Madam Secretary, time has been extended. All the time is gone. Please take the vote.
Okay. Ron withdrew his objection, so you might want to just ask if there are any objections at this point.
I'll be glad to do that. Are there any objections?
I have a question about this.
No. Are there any objections? One,
I object.
Going once.
Take the vote, Madam Chair.
Yeah, there was an objection.
Okay.
I understand that, and that's why we're taking the vote. We're not going to discuss it any further because we've gone 10 minutes over and no one asked for an extension of this time. So now it's time to vote.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Excuse me, in the interest of time, I'll withdraw my objection.
Well, that means we
don't have
to waste
time going through this.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it. And
okay,
listen,
good. And
I wasn't even votes, so I don't have a dog in this hunt. I'm just trying to expedite this agenda. We are now at Lawrence. Do you have the...
Mr. Chair, point of information, and I think it will save a lot of time in the future.
Okay, what is your
I want to know. I know that that we have to vote on bylaws changes, but I don't know about articles of incorporation. Do we need to go through the same timeline for articles of incorporation?
I think that Chief pointed out that there are different timelines and different processes, and I'm going to refer each of you to the bylaws. You'll find it in the appendix in this motion. So I think we all need to read, if we haven't read in the first place, our bylaws. Now we're at number 6, the hiring freeze motion. Lawrence, are you prepared to read that motion?
Yes, Chair. Thank you so much. I have the agenda open. So the hiring freeze motion, I'm going to read it. Then I had a conversation with our director, and she's going to amend, but I'm going to read the motion. Whereas the financial picture for Pacifica has worsened, along with all nonprofits, due to the overt... Please put yourself on mute, Chair. Can you suggest that? Thank you. Has worsened along with all nonprofits due to the COVID-19 crisis and its economic impact. I move that an immediate hiring freeze be implemented at all Pacifica units until further notice. And this motion is submitted by me and is supported by you, Chair. Thank you. And I'm a yield to Paulina if it's appropriate for her amendment.
First, I'll second Lawrence's motion, but offer an amendment because the motion needs to be seconded before amended, I believe. If I'm mistaken, if Mr. Parliamentarian can correct me on that.
No, Paulina, it's already been seconded by Dwayne Lott, as you see in the motion.
Great. Wonderful. In that case, I move to amend this motion to add the following words. Except by approval by the Pacifica National Board. By approval by the Pacifica National Board. And wherever that fits into the syntax would be perfect by me.
I'm sorry, you need to tell me where that would be.
Sure, absolutely. I will.
Hold on just a moment. Mr. Reyes, do you have an objection?
No, I don't have an objection. I have a suggestion that it be placed after further notice.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, where is that in the motion?
After the first line.
Madam Secretary, is the last sentence.
May I read the amended
motion?
Last sentence of the motion, Secretary.
Associated costs?
Yes.
I need to know where it is.
Okay, it's in the last...
Chair, Madam Secretary, if I may...
Hold on, let the chair talk. Just a moment, please. Let the chair do the direction. After the word noted, because it's a one-sentence motion. It's a one-sentence motion. And the last word on the motion is noted. You want to put a comma. And then add Polina's phrase.
Nancy, with a point of order.
Okay. And what is Polina's phrase? I see it now.
Lenny, you can restate your phrase.
Yes. Except by approval of the Pacifica National Board.
Okay.
Nancy, with a point of order.
What is your point of order?
This is supposed to be emailed to all of us, this amendment. Could that be emailed to us right away, please?
This motion is in the agenda. It's item
number
4.
I see the motion in the agenda. I'm talking about the amendment.
The amendment
needs
four words.
It's only three words.
It's only three words. Why would we need to email that?
Because I have another amendment, and I want to add to it.
Oh, well, that means you need to submit that with it. That would be the better course, that if you want to add something to it, submit the original doc and add what you want to add, and then we'll consider that.
But I'm going to vote for this amendment, and then I want to add to it.
Well, no, that's not going to be possible. If you're going to vote for the amendment, you're going to have to...
I will amend the amendment. Okay, thank you.
That's
but we still need the amendment in writing.
The amendment is in writing in front of you if you have your agenda in front of you.
The motion is in writing, not the amendment.
Okay, well, Ed, can you write it in front of you rather than having someone else do something that we all don't feel is necessary? Because now we're holding up time.
I didn't write it down. Can you just give us your amendment? Okay, all right. I will add something. I'll just send my amendment and say add it to whatever amendment is there already, okay?
We need to hear it. We need to know what you want to amend.
Okay. That was my point of order. Do I have the floor then to make an amendment to the amendment? Okay. Thank you. All right. I would... like the next sentence to say this hiring freeze will extend to hiring contractors and replacement of staff that may have left.
I think that's already included in a hiring freeze, member. Hiring freeze means hiring freeze, period.
Well, it's pretty open to interpretation, I think. We've had a hiring freeze, and I've heard plenty of people hiring contractors during the hiring freeze.
That's a whole separate order. Point of order, Chair. This is Lawrence. Okay, Lawrence, state your point of order.
Thank you, Chair. I believe that her amendment is in order. I would object to it, but her amendment is in order, Chair, in my opinion.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, you go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I mean, I agree. And over the years, definitely when we've had hiring freeze, this is not the previous hiring freeze motions have not been rescinded. They're still in place. And yet we have added a number of contractors and that actually, you know, arguably could be considered from time to time, perhaps not right now, as part-time employees or whatever. But the point is that I would see that as a favorable addition. The point being that the PMB should be the one to approve any new hires. Now, in terms of replacement or whatever, there are situations within the network right now where there may have to be some cuts, but perhaps the national office could utilize one of them. I have perhaps something in mind, or I could have, or whatever, I would still need to come to the board. I have made a recent part-time project hires, and they've been very minimal. And but that precedes this motion. But the point is, it should be through a board process when there's a freeze that includes employees and contractors.
Well.
Thank you.
If the motioner doesn't have a problem with it, I don't have a problem with it. But I was just going by professional experience. Freeze means freeze. Whether or not you affect it by disciplining folks who are, I don't see what you, in other words, it's would you put it in and send it to the secretary, Nancy?
Jeb, may I be recognized, Lawrence?
The motion that doesn't have
and
a problem
I'd like
with
to,
it.
I'd like to say also that because Paulina put the amendment in to have it be subject to approval, or what was her wording?
Subject to approval of the board.
Except by approval of the PNB. So if it was absolutely necessary that we needed to hire a contractor or a replacement or a move, some of the things that Lydia was just describing, the PNB could do that. But unless they approve it, and there's a very good reason for it, contractor hiring is like not. I'm assuming they people do it because they don't consider it hiring. They consider it, you know, purchasing a service or something like that.
Yeah,
so I will put that in writing.
Okay.
And
all right.
To amend.
Go ahead and submit it. I heard Lawrence and I heard Ron. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I just want to state that I withdraw my objections to Nancy's amendment.
Okay. Ron?
Yeah, my question was, does her amendment need to be seconded?
Yeah, cool.
Then I will second it.
Very good. Now, let's clean this up. Madam Secretary, you are going to receive the wording from Nancy. Now we have a three-layered motion here, which I imagine the parliamentarian is racking his brain behind such. But let's go ahead and get this done so that we can conclude the rest of this agenda. Nancy, how far away are you to sending that to the secretary?
I'm just typing the last couple words.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, Mr. Chair, if I may be recognized, Paulina.
Well, go ahead.
I sent the wording of my amendment to the full Pacifica National Board, PNB at pacifica.org.
Okay, Madam Secretary, are you getting all of this? Right?
Yes.
Houston. You're getting all this train of thought here that you've got two emails coming
for you. Yeah, no, I got it. I received Paulina's amendment, but I haven't received Nancy's yet.
Okay, well, hopefully you receive it in the next 30 to 60 seconds, and I'm just going to remind the members that we have item 6 and item 7, of which we've apportioned 14 minutes, and hopefully we won't have to use it, but that would put us at about a 9:30 adjournment. Update on the coronavirus task force by the chair of that task force, Mr. Reyes, and set date for the next mediation session, which is from Ms. Thornton, and then we're going to adjourn if you say
point of information, please. This is Lyndon. I'd like a point of information.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
During the discussion over the hiring freeze, did I hear correctly that we have several hiring freezes in effect which have been ignored?
Absolutely.
And did the IED just say that she had just hired somebody and ignored the hiring freeze?
No, I don't think she said that, but I let her answer that question.
Okay. So I was on the Pacifica National Board until 2015. At that time, there was a hiring freeze. I have no idea, actually, so I probably misspoke, whether that was rescinded. I have not been informed that there is a current and viable hiring freeze.
Never rescinded.
Pardon?
It was never rescinded.
Okay. And so I'm happy to, in executive session, elaborate on their temporary. I have not made any permanent hires. A temporary part-time for a few hours.
Well, I do agree with Lorraine that any hiring of personnel is in violation of a hiring freeze.
That's correct. What I'm saying is I don't know if there's a current hiring freeze. When I hired these folks, but.
Great.
Yeah, this is information, Chair.
Okay, they're for specific projects, but regardless, going forward. But regardless, I wanted to report it to the board. It has not really been much of a secret, and I'll give you the names in executive session.
Nancy, before my amendment gets seconded, I don't want it seconded until I send my correction. I have a correction.
I'm going to put a time on this because we've
Chair,
enough
may
time.
I have the
Wait.
Floor clarify something?
Well, hold on. I want to be clear about our time is not being spent very effectively. And this is one of the reasons why in most bodies, motions have to be submitted in writing as this initially was. And now we do have the second amendment in writing, and we're waiting for the first amendment was in writing and submitted. Now we're waiting for the third, and we're actually spending too much time waiting. Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I requested the floor for a point of information.
And I have a point of clarification, Lawrence. Can I please have the floor?
So you're recognized.
Yes, it's up to the chair.
Go ahead, and then we'll come to Lawrence.
Okay.
Go ahead.
About 6 months or maybe longer ago, the National Board authorized the hire of a part-time temporary assistant for the executive director, knowing that there are many administrative and other functions that the executive director needs help with. So that's already been authorized by the National Board. There's no reason for the executive director to justify or in any way her recent hire of some temporary help. I will send that motion to the executive director and to the board after this meeting.
Lawrence, you have the floor.
Chair, that's exactly what I was going to state. Thank you.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, members of the body, we apportioned 7 minutes for this item, and we're way past 15 or 16. And the proper procedure would be that whatever is submitted and available, you are supposed to vote on. But since I don't want to be called high-minded or heavy-handed, I'm going to allow us to extend as much time as necessary to extend the meeting beyond the point that we could have adjourned. But in the future, it just seems to be more time management that if you're going to have something, put it in writing in a timely manner so that we can be expeditious in our process.
Chairman, I'll be recognized. This is Lawrence.
Go right ahead, Lawrence.
I recommend that we go to a vote in regards to the item 6 on the hiring freeze motion.
Well, I understand that you're moving to close.
Yes, sir.
And I've heard that and I accept it. Madam Secretary, will you take the vote on
Nancy,
the motion as
Chair,
it was written?
Nancy, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, Nancy.
I sent my amendment to Paulina's amendment. Would you like me to read it?
No, I want to know if the secretary has received it. That's it's out of your hands at this point. So,
okay.
Madam Secretary, have you received
it? I don't think it's been seconded yet.
I have not Nancy, I have not received it yet.
Go ahead and refresh this one time. And we've now way over time. And I just believe we ought to
it
move
should
forward.
I sent it a minute ago. Paulina Vasilieva, I moved to extend time.
Has anyone gotten it?
I
have not.
Paulina.
I have it. Ron has it.
Good enough. And are there any objections to those of you who have it? I'm going to go by that. Are there any objections to the motion as amended?
Going on.
Okay. Has it been seconded?
No, it actually hasn't been seconded, but it hasn't been objected. The chair has accepted it. By the fact that there was no objection, the chair accepts the amendment. Now, the only thing I want to know is, are there anybody who objects to the motion as amended? Hearing none, the motion passes.
I object.
Okay. State your objection.
I object because if a key staff person leaves for one reason or another, like an engineer, this does not allow the general manager to replace that person by this wording. It says this hiring freeze will include hiring contractors and making replacements for those employees or contractors who have left.
Right.
And hiring of temporary.
Mm-hmm. Without the permission of the board.
Except by approval by the PNB, so they can be made if the PNB approves it. A replacement can be made if the PNB approves it.
Chair can state the fact that it rather conflicts with our bylaws as it relates to hiring a manager, hiring a program director, because the PNB does not have the authority to approve or disapprove. So I think it is problematic, but if this body has voted on things that have been problematic and inconsistent with the bylaws as well, as long as you know that that is the case, I'm going to allow the amendment, because initially none of you outside of Grace had an objection. So if you agree with Grace, vote no. But will you take the roll, ma'am?
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
So my amendment has to be voted on first.
What rule has been broken? I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
We haven't voted on. We have to vote on my amendment of Pauline's amendment, and then we have to vote on Pauline's amendment of the motion, and then we have to vote on the motion. Right.
Well, you're absolutely right. If you want to go through here again, we spent. Seven minutes apportioned, and now we spent 20 minutes on something that is going to be approved anyway in the manner. Go ahead. Madam Chair, call the roll on Nancy's amendment to the amendment.
Okay. I'm sorry, but Grace Aaron has to vote no. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay, Chris Corey? Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman? Pardon me? I didn't
Jan
hear
Goodman votes no unless this is amended to include a method of approving hires.
Okay. No.
It's in
Heather Gray.
No.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Lee James?
Pass.
Dwayne? Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
All right. Sandra Rowland?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Batterton? James Batterton? Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg? Not here. Akio Tanaka?
Yes.
All right. Polina Vasiliev?
I'll vote no only because of the, I want this for the record, because of the confusing
order of the language. It needs to be made clear that the approval of the PMP has to be by the board. Thank you.
Okay, the answer is no.
No,
okay. Thank you.
Tom Voorhees?
Abstain.
All right, going back. Wally James, you passed.
Abstain.
Okay, Chris Corey, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton, didn't hear you. Okay. Pardon me? Is that you, James?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to have to abstain.
Okay. And let me count the votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions.
No, Mr. Chair. Abstain.
Okay. So the final vote is 10 yes, 6 no's, 5 abstentions. The amendment passes.
Okay, now to Polina's motion, amendment, rather.
Do you want to ask if there's any objection?
Sure. Are there any objections to the original amendment to the motion?
Chair, going point on? Of order. Can we read the Paulina's amended amendment?
No. We're going to ask, are there any objections? We've gone enough back and forth with this. Are there anyone who object to the original amendment? Hearing none.
No. The amendment was just amended. But, Chair, point of order.
The amendment was just amended.
It's not the original.
The original amendment was three words. We're not going to go back and forth about this.
We just voted to add my amendment to those three words.
Well, why wasn't there 20 people on this line and no one objected? So could you allow the process to move forward, please?
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Now, having said that, the original motion is on the floor. Are there any objections?
As amended.
Are there any objections? Hearing one. Twice. Hearing none. Motion approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Final item on the agenda is the... Well, actually, it's the next... we have two more items on the agenda up here. There's an update on the coronavirus task force by Mr. Reyes. Mr. Reyes?
Thank you, Chair. I have my agenda open. There has since been a suggestion for a few changes to this motion from the Pacifica...
...some immersion students or members, period. When are you available to talk tomorrow?
Okay, members, are those of you who are not talking, please mute your phone. We hear your conversation.
Okay. All right, so this is the motion, and I believe Ms. Goodman has a few changes that are not major, just some additions. So the motion from the Pacifica, PMB Pacifica COVID Task Force is as follows. Resolved that the PMB adopt its Pacifica COVID Task Force proposal for an integrated Pacifica Network action on the coronavirus crisis. Proposal for the integrated Pacifica Network corona crisis goals. I send this motion to the PMB on Tuesday. So everybody should have got it. You want me to dispense with the reading for the sake of time, or do you want me to read it? It would take about a few minutes. Yeah.
Well, we've taken a few minutes for every other thing, so go
okay.
Right ahead.
Okay, so on the goals, number one, to create a central website depository for posting links to the following and finding stories that have been aired on the different Pacifica stations and affiliates about the novel coronavirus pandemic to generate audiovisual content related to the COVID-19 crisis and its consequences. For the Pacifica YouTube channel, to put together a network-wide on-air radiothon and fundraiser to develop a collaborative national daily COVID-focused show with participation of producers at all five stations and our affiliates contributing segments. Two, to make Pacifica the go-to media source for updated information, including especially the analysis and debates that are not heard in the mainstream corporate press via the regular daily show and the National Town Hall Radiothon, and the link to his rebranding Pacifica as a trusted source for the latest news and information regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. Number three, to compile resources for the network so that local stations can find well-spoken individuals on the various topics related to this issue. Number four, to use the effort to promote fundraising for the foundation and all stations, and to engage, attract new listeners around the globe. Five, to engage a new generation of producers, activists, content generators who can refresh the voices currently on the air. Number six, to develop and implement plans for health, safety, and sustain operations, remote production efforts at all stations, at all our stations. Plan, one, establish and authorize a task force of Pacifica members to oversee and implement this project in conjunction with the executive director and Pacifica National Board. The task force will engage GMs, PDs, and staff at all Pacifica stations on implementation, content development, talent engagement, fundraising strategies, and appropriate air times for local broadcasts and date for national radiothon town hall fundraiser. Two, establish a Pacifica COVID website linked to the homepage on pacifica.org and on the websites of all local stations. And more information by Paulina will be provided on that. Provide content. Number three, provide content to all Pacifica YouTube channels dedicated to the COVID-19 information and analysis. Four, advise all stations on how to sanitize, disinfect, and prevent the spread of the virus, and on the use of mechanisms, technology for developing, broadcasting fresh, remotely produced content. Five, list sister organizations and like-minded organizing and mobilizing efforts by labor community organizations and others. Six, identify places to get assistance. Seven, link to programming from other organizations indexed by subtopic. Eight, develop a national Pacifica radiothon on COVID and involve local stations in planning it. Nine, develop a one-hour daily national show produced each day by a team at a different station to air on all Pacifica stations to be offered to our affiliates. There will be challenges about how to make time on the grid. Ten, encourage stations and producers to incorporate video elements if possible, that can be live streamed simultaneously with broadcast via YouTube or other platforms. Mechanisms, select volunteers to sort, organize stories, communicate with GMPD and producers at stations. Create an email address or COVID-19 Pacifica Facebook page where people can mail post links to stories. Create a Pacifica tech team to maintain and share the tools and training needed to accomplish the goals. Compile cards, updates, announcements, and requests for volunteers. Produce bilingual recordings as needed. Report to listeners by Pacifica officers about the bylaws referendum impact on Pacifica and the announcement of covert task force projects. Allow comments on YouTube channel and website that will enable users to communicate with each other. Use audio port for sharing content among stations to affiliates internally for segments, and find other mechanisms for wider public dissemination, including links to station archives, podcasting, social media production, and other similar approaches. Allow for local pitching with all the nationally disseminated covert programming. Share plans with and solicit. Hold on, I got a helicopter. Share plans with and solicit input from affiliates, especially in regions where we are not in ourselves, such as the Deep South, Midwest, and Northwest. Implementation. Identify key programmers, producers at each station who can anchor the efforts to develop the national show one day a week with contributions from all stations and some affiliates. Could be a five-day a week show or all 7 days depending on capacity and affiliates' engagement. Shows could have varying formats, including in length of segments or in-depth focus for the entire show. But should strive for a common high standard of sound quality, accuracy, and ability to hold listener attention. Act with the urgency required by the calamitous consequences of the pandemic, especially Black, Indigenous, Rasa, Latinx, Asian Pacific, LGBTQ, and other hard-hit communities. Sort incoming information into topics, find coordinators for each of them, such as but not limited to economics, labor, employment, climate, health, safety, protection of workforces, workers, and the public, healthcare, medical analysis, housing, and houselessness, prisons, jails, ICE detention, and people on death row, international solutions elsewhere, U.S. materialism, privacy, sanctions, labor actions, reports on the ground from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, Palestine, Asia, and the Pacific Rim. Science and medicine, democratic rights and repression, surveillance, materialization, police state tactics. Anyway, so I'm going to move to the timeline. The timeline needs to start immediately on identifying producers at all five stations, recruiting a tech team that can work up setting up website and YouTube channel, associated costs, website development and modernization of comments, possible need for a single total oversight producer or advisor for all the programming, checking accuracy on broadcast material. I just want to state the following. We had representation from each radio station. We had Michael Novak from KPFK, Polina Vasilia from KPFK, myself from KPFK, Ron Pinchback from WPFW, Verna Avery Brown from the acclaimed Peace Watch show that was a national show from WPFW, Mitchell Cohen from WBAI, Akua from KPFT and PK from KPFT. And we also consulted with Otis about linking our WordPress website to the Pacifica.org website. And that is, we're going to launch the content via the Pacifica YouTube channel. And with that, for the technical explanations and the programming, we already have platforms on social media. We have a WordPress website that's going to be a link, thanks to Otis, on the Pacifica.org website. So this is what this board and panel us to do, and we have been meeting twice a week in putting this development together. So with that, before you hear from Jan Goodman, I'd like to go to Polina Vasilia to explain the technical aspects of this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. I'll be very brief.
Have been assured by Otis McClay. I don't know if he is still on the call. If he is, then he can say, you know, second that the creation of the two web pages is very simple. They have been, in fact, created. It's covidtaskforce.pacifica.org, and the other one is mayday.pacifica.org. Now, what I want to add to Lawrence's reading and presentation is that we've also been working from almost the very start with the PDs and BGMs at their respective stations, and we've been in communication with them.
I forgot that.
And I know you mentioned that in the reading. You know, I don't think that this right now where we are presenting it as must carry programming. What we are doing is we're putting together a team of volunteers, and we're many right now. Nobody's requesting a salary. There are no extra costs at this time, although, of course, if there were an executive producer for the event, it would be nice at some point for them to get paid, because we understand what kind of times we're living in. We have been working very, very hard, and Lawrence has been very clear about that. We have an amazing array of online YouTube video and audio content producers from across the world who will be covering May Day, and we want Pacifica to be the hub for all of that content. And we're working already on how to organize it, how to present it, how to promote it, how to make it how to use it as well to fundraise for Pacifica, and we just want the board's approval.
Thank you. And I just wanted to add one thing, Chair, if I may. So we do have a portal that is collecting content and shows that have aired both on the affiliates and at our stations as well. I'd like to yield a minute or two to Heather Graves. She wants to add anything from the affiliates.
Thanks, Lawrence. I was talking with Ursula today, actually, and the affiliate stations or the affiliate program does already have quite a few programs. I have something devoted to the COVID-19 pandemic. But what I need to do is get more information about that also to share with the board, which I really can't do right now. Maybe Robin might also have some ideas. Robin, do you know more about? Go ahead.
Well, every day on AudioPort, there's easily four or five or six programs on the COVID-19 from all different aspects on the economic effects, labor. The amount of programming that we play every day from the affiliates network is just amazing. So in a way, all this is happening on the air on the 220 stations that are in the affiliate network. The outline that Lawrence is giving is, I mean, I hope all these volunteers appear, because this is a major undertaking to do, connecting it all with all the social media and everything. So good luck on that. But really look at AudioPort and see how many programs are already there.
Paulina, you finally
have the question. Yeah, we have. Go ahead, Paulina. I'm sorry, Chair. Your turn.
May I, Mr. Chair?
No, this is your time. So everyone
great,
else,
great. I appreciate that.
Take
thank
as
you.
Much time as you wish to consume.
Yeah, no, I do not wish to consume much time. Much time. Just wanted to add to what Robin said. Yes, absolutely. The idea is to undertake the monumental task of taking what's already on AudioPort as well from the affiliates and make it available to the world, really, through Pacifica.org, thus promoting Pacifica, thus putting us back on the map, thus for listeners who may listeners or not yet listeners, and that's what we're working on. And just to add to the technical part, so I have access to the Pacifica Foundation TV YouTube channel, and I'm able to stream from that channel. We will, for May Day, for May 1st, we'll be streaming COVID-related, but May Day-related mainly, programming from across the world on the Pacifica.org website. We expect that the
Pacifica member stations and affiliates put it on their website. We will be drawing heavily from Pacific, all five Pacifica station areas and from affiliates. We want to be in conversation. We had a conversation with many program directors and GMs on this. This is a very much a team effort. It will not be possible unless the team grows and unless people volunteer their time for this. Right now we're working out the details and we're pretty much set to go because we're only a few days away, and we really hope that this can be approved by the board so that we can move along and get the best content we can starting May Day and on. Thank you.
Jan Goodman,